98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Zach here with the best mix in the morning show and your Coast social network on the air. Brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. Every Wednesday morning, our friends from Berrien Community Foundation join us here on the Coast social network. And Lisa Cripps Downey is the president of BCF and is really fresh off of a very busy week, which, you know, Thanksgiving is typically a very busy week. So you've just got two busy weeks back to back, I guess, going on around your life. So I don't know what you've got going on in your existence here, but hopefully you get some time to rest this week. But tell us about the busy week last week that's going on at BCF.
It was a crazy busy week, but it was pretty awesome. I just thank you. I guess one of our thankful things, thankful for the radio stations for helping us have a very unique annual meeting this year. So out of an abundance of caution due to COVID, we didn't want to have a large gathering like we usually do. So instead, we got to surprise people with grants and awards and recognitions, and we got to talk to friends about what they've been doing with BCF over the last year. There were confetti cannons, so it was just a good day.
Yeah, that anything with a confetti cannon has to be a good day. And for those that missed it, what were the grant awards that BCF actually gave out?
Well, we gave out our Alamar Nonprofit Sustainability Grant. That is a $75,000 grant. It's $25,000 a year for 3 years. And that is to help an organization reach a more sustainable position, to help them make sure they're going to be here forever. And the winner of the Alamar Nonprofit Sustainability Grant was the Citadel Dance and Music Center. They're going to use those dollars to help increase their enrollment, work on those strategies, help with fund development, get staffing where they should be, and to support their endowment building off efforts. We also gave out the $50,000 Stephen E. Upton Love Your Community Grant. That went to Carol's Hope. Carol's Hope helps people who are struggling with drug addiction, and this funding is going to provide resources for them and their families. And this has really just been a very difficult time for people struggling with addiction, and so we were just very pleased to be able to provide this help for them.
And, you know, a lot of organizations definitely need some recognition for the work that they are doing. It's a lot of hard work in the community. Tell us about some of the recognition awards that you gave out.
Well, we gave our Golden Acorn Award for Excellence to Emergency Shelter Services. Executive Director Rochella Hawkins accepted the Golden Acorn Award for Excellence for their work during the pandemic to help people stay in their homes. Emergency Shelter Service runs the eviction deferral program for Berrien County, and BCF provided them a grant to really kind of help get them up and running, and they just took off. They continue to work diligently to serve our community. That award included a $4,000 grant for their program. And then we wanted to recognize some individuals who have just been amazing. That was our Golden Acorn Volunteer Award. Sue Phelan and Peggy McTeague from Harbor Country received this award for their leadership in a $1.65 million fundraising effort to buy a beach for Berrien County. They bought the extension for Cherry Beach with these dollars. BCF acted as kind of their back office and their fiscal agent for the project, and they recruited an army of people to help them to buy a beach for Berrien County. That award included a $1,000 grant that they can direct to the nonprofit agency of their choice.
That is just awesome to hear. Now, let's talk about Berrien Community Foundation as a whole. There is also a lot of growth to be done for the organization this year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we're growing in a couple of ways. We welcome two new board members, Ray Lipscomb and Karen Yetterberg. Ray is a Benton Harbor native, lifelong Berrien County resident, and a retired Marine. He's just an amazing guy, does a lot of work in the community. Karen is a Sawyer resident and a retired pediatrician. So glad to have her back here. But we were also, the Community Foundation was also really able to grow our asset base. The assets of the Berrien Community Foundation at the end of 2020 stood at $71.7 million, which is up from $57.3 million at the end of 2019. But right now, we are at an all-time high of $87 million in assets.
That is fantastic, and that is going to do some amazing good right here in our community. So, Lisa, let's talk about what's coming up next for BCF.
So we wrapped up the annual meeting. So thank you guys for helping with our shenanigans. And we move right on into senior care kits. We have volunteers standing at the ready for the for Giving Tuesday, which is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, to come and pick up what they need to assemble care kits for our homebound seniors and bring them back to us. And then Area Agency on Aging and Meals on Wheels will distribute these wonderful care kits to these most fragile seniors in our community. So it's just an awesome project.
And Lisa, if folks want more details on maybe how they could get started in helping with BCF or any of the initiatives you have going on or any other information, how can they get a hold of you at Berrien Community Foundation?
Sure. So you can always visit our website, which is berriencommunity.org, or give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. Stop on in. Our phone number is 269-983-3304.
Lisa Cripps Downey is with Berrien Community Foundation and joins us here on the Coast Social Network every Wednesday morning. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.